Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Minister Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to turn you away off the life of crime and sin, and make you productive men and women in society. The Lord has blessed Minister Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons in time past, and we're here on radio to spread the good news, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, to all of you that's out there in radio land. On today, we're going to continue the message we started on the last broadcast, talking about the kingdom of God. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beloved companion, Minister Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Those you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in today's broadcast, because today could be your day where the Lord can change your life right there in that jail, right there in that prison cell. The Lord can deliver you and set you free. Praise God. It takes the power of God. It takes the power of God. It's more than just talk. People talk and do. But I'm here to let you know the kingdom of God is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That will get a hold of you. We sang the song, "Something Got a Hold of Me."
Yeah.
I went to the church one night and my heart wasn't right. Something got a hold of me.
Yes.
When the power of God get a hold of you, you won't be the same anymore. It will loose you and set you free for what the devil got you tied to. I'm telling you, Jesus come to set you free.
Yes, he does.
Because that's what Jesus said in the Gospel according to St. John 8:36. "For he that the Son set free is free indeed." It takes the power of God. Praise God. I'm telling you. Let's go to the Gospel. Romans 14 and 17, Minister Velvet. What did the Bible say?
"For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost."
And that's what's so important, because a lot of times people look at natural things. Here in this life, people is more interested in natural things. I know that your natural needs need to be met, especially when you're starving, especially when you're thirsty, you need water. The Lord wanted you to have your natural things met. Water to drink. Clean water to drink. I'm telling you, give you food to eat to nourish your body, to satisfy those natural needs. Those are necessary and important. And amen, I applaud those ministries that cover them areas, especially in these countries where poverty is such an issue. And people need these things. And amen, that's their calling, and I applaud these ministries that fulfill those needs to help these people in them areas, because they need help. And that's the love of God. Praise God. And amen, even in our prison ministry, Minister Velvet and myself, we look to those things and make sure people have it on our level, on the local level where we are, because that's very important. But a lot of people go to the extreme, whereas they look on these things and don't do the real important thing. That is to work on your soul. Because your soul has to spend eternity somewhere. This here world is only temporary. It's only here for a season. A lot of times people spend their time so much in this natural world trying to excel, trying to get education. Education is wonderful because it takes education to go through this life. It takes education. Amen. Minister Bell is an educated person. I myself is an educated person. We have degrees, college degrees. But I want to let you know, the kingdom of God is more than meat and drink. You don't just think that because you got an educational degree, that will substitute for what I preach here on the broadcast to go to heaven. Because God is not impressed with your degrees. Because he's the master of education. He's the master of knowledge. I'm telling you, praise God with God. God is, amen, the one that give people high IQs. Because he's the master. He's the genius. Amen. Look at Solomon, how much wisdom he had. And it doesn't match to the knowledge of God. Because God's knowledge, amen, is unlimited. I'm telling you. So we don't need to try to impress God with our knowledge. Because God is the one that gave it to us. And he got all the knowledge. Amen. I'm telling you, God's knowledge will fascinate you. I'm telling you, it will fascinate you. Praise the Lord. So, amen. What we do here on earth is no match to the power of the kingdom of God, to God's knowledge. Because God can really surprise you. I'm telling you, praise God. Look at natural life here on earth. How that God can take dirt and make a human body. Man cannot do it, but God can. That's wonderful knowledge. Knowledge. I'm telling you how God can do it. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. So the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it takes righteousness,
peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
It takes peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And that's why I preach repentance, saying, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, I will live right. It's time to turn your heart to Jesus Christ. It's time to get yourself right with the Lord. There's no need to wait until it's too late to seek Jesus. But we need to do it now. While you got your health and strength in your sound mind, now is the time to repent and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I will live right. Because once you leave this world, you cannot pray and ask for mercy anymore. Because mercy ends when a person leaves this world. I'm telling you, praise God. That's the reason why I buy time on radio. That's why I preach the gospel here on radio. And during my prison ministry, I share the gospel. Let you know, Jesus is the answer. Jesus said in St. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. He's the only way you can get to God. You cannot go to heaven any other way but through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the reason why we need to humble ourselves down to the power of God. Amen. And when Jesus comes in you, he'll cause you to live right. Change your way of living. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things, not some things, but all things come new. Because when Jesus moves in, the devil goes out. Because light and darkness do not mix. Amen. You can't have good fruit and bad fruit hanging on the same tree. But some Christians try to live that way. That's the tree of knowledge and good and evil. And the tree of knowledge and good and evil cannot go to heaven. You heard me? Praise God. That's the life of a sinner. Praise God. And no sinner going to heaven. But you got to be boned again. I'm telling you. And when you get boned again, you be boned by the power of God. And the blood of Jesus signed your name on heaven's road. And therefore you got reservations up in heaven. Because heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Praise God. Amen. So it takes righteousness. It takes peace to make it to the kingdom of God. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. We're going to get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Just lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message we've been preaching from, amen, the kingdom of God. Now, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Amen. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, amen, eye disease, whatever it is. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, praise our God. Go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you come to change their lives. Make the life brand new. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, by his stripes, I am healed. Just give God the praise. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my wonderful companion, Minister Velvet.
Praise him. Praise him. The song said, lay your hands on me, Jesus. I don't mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We mean that from our heart openly. He will come on in. He will come and mold us and make us and who we need to be. Doberheim prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. As I often say, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can and will and shall pick you up. And that you, but you have to allow him and have a, don't mind him laying his hands on you. So believe that you are not thrown away. You are not forgotten. You are important to us and important to Jesus. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. The Lord has a plan for you too. He wants what best for the whole wide world. He's waiting patiently for us to let us lay his hands on us. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he will perform. I implore you, I encourage you to give him a chance. It will be the best decision you ever made. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Minister Velvet and myself. The Lord will open up more doors. We get into more jails and prisons to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that's behind prison bars. If you have a loved one that's incarcerated, you can contact us and write us and tell us about it so that we may, amen, contact your loved one that's incarcerated in a prison or a jail somewhere, amen, around. Amen, because our prison covers, amen, jails and prisons, amen, around the world. Praise God. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, write our ministry for Bible. Other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates writing for Spanish material called Jesus Love the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes along with one companion, Bishop Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.